What's up? What's up? We got another episode, Running with the Toad. I'm Billy Stavecco, and we are here with the Casimir Loxham. If you guys don't know who he is, he has the indoor world record in the 600. He's run 1:44 in the 800. But enough of that. Kaz, where are we at right now?
We're out in the Game Lands at Penn State. This is one of our big like cross-country loops. We come out here for workouts, regular runs. It's kind of like a staple of the Penn State program.
So Kaz, we're back at Penn State, but what are you doing here? Why Penn State?
When I left Penn State, I actually hadn't finished my undergrad degree.
Okay.
Penn State actually just started this awesome new scholarship program where ex-scholarship athletes can finish up their degree. So I'm taking advantage of that this year. And it's awesome to be back on campus. I'm a volunteer assistant coaching on the team.
Awesome.
So I can train with Isaiah, which is great. And we have a lot of really talented kids. So it's been a blast. I mean, it's been really cool being back.
Your whole track career, what would you say is your biggest accomplishment?
The junior world performance is probably the most noteworthy that people talk about. Breaking the world indoor 600 best last year was a big one.
How important was that to you to do at Penn State and against someone that is, you know, following
right,
up in
yeah.
the 800, Penn
well,
State and 800 U?
That was fun because we had like a young talent really showcased, cameraman up here. I actually had the school record in the 600 and Isaiah broke it in that race. So it was really cool to eke out the win literally like, what was it, like a couple hundredths of a second. So
amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was really crazy.
Kaz.
Yeah.
You have a pretty decent career. You have some world records. If you were to go back to your high school self,
yep.
what are some things you would change or wish you could have told your high school self?
Gosh, I'd tell high school Kaz to just sleep more, first of all. Drink more water or you might die.
Water!
And take your easy days easy. Those are kind of like the three big ones. Without changing any programming or anything, those are three things you can absolutely do to get better.
Perfect. You hear that? It's the little things that make you better. Little things. Hardest workout you've ever done in your life?
Hardest workout I've ever done. My senior year at Penn State, we did a mile of 30-40s. You alternate 200 pace. You run a 30-second, then a 40-second 200, and swap back and forth for a mile. And then we go out back and do 5 400-meter hills.
Oh, man.
And then I came back in and did 1,000 on the indoor track, where you had to get 2 seconds faster every
200.
200.
Yeah.
And we started at 34 down to 26.
Yeah, that's moving. All right, we're gonna do a little bit of a speed round here, all right?
Yeah, speed round.
All right, Kaz Loxham, what is your favorite beer?
Dogfish Head 90 Minute IPA.
Yeah. What is your favorite running shoe?
Brooks Levitate.
What about spikes?
I think the Eliminate, just because I helped design it.
That's a good reason. All right, all-time favorite movie?
In Bruges.
In Bruges, okay. All-time favorite book? Can you read?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Easy.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a Ravenclaw.
Oh, he would be a Ravenclaw. I think he's a Hufflepuff, honestly, but that's just me. All right, Kaz, time for you to ask me whatever you want. I'm an open book. What you got?
So I got a question for you.
All right.
If you had like a top three dream list of people you could have on for Running with the Toads, who would it be?
Snap, dude.
And we'll see if we can get them on.
It's a tough question. Love Leo Manzano. Definitely Derek Rubis, we need you on the show.
Yeah. Shout out Rubis.
Let's see, the Bowerman babes. They are so funny.
Any of them? Anyone in particular?
Well, Shelby.
Shelby would be a great guest.
Emily,
great guest.
Steeple Squigs. One of you three, you need to come on my show. And then Nick Simmons, because that guy's a savage. I love that guy.
He's always an interesting interview.
I want to be that guy when I'm older. Maybe. I think. But definitely don't ever want Joe White on the show, because he actually ditched me today. He's supposed to be recording right now, but we had to fill in someone a little better than him, Isaiah Harris.
Little hate for Joey Blanco.
Yeah, yeah. Sup, Joe. Bye, Joe.
Sup, Joe.
You think I could beat you right now, like in a race? I'll bet you $20 I'll beat you to the end of the road.
I don't know.
Ready? What the? Cheater! All right, that's it. Another Running Toads in the books. We'll see you next time, guys. Make sure you watch. What do you say, Kaz?
Yeah!